Our next contestants are a married musical couple joining us from their home in Nashville, Margo Price and Jeremy Ivey. Margo's new album, That's How Rumors Get Started, is out right now. Margo, Jeremy, hello.
Hello.
Margo, you have a new album out, but obviously you are not on tour. How are you keeping busy?
We've really leaned into the home life, and we've got about 2,000 tomatoes that we've grew.
Lots of tomatoes.
The only successful thing in our garden.
That's amazing.
You're doing that thing where you're begging your neighbors to take tomatoes away from you?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, before you grow tomatoes, you never understand why people are always like, do you want some tomatoes?
Yeah, yeah. It's a tomato apocalypse.
And I saw the music video that you just put out for Letting Me Down. That was as part of the Jimmy Kimmel concert series where it's all around a pool. It actually looks like because you're wandering around the pool and all the band members are around the pool in different places, it looks like you're all social distancing.
We are. Everyone in our camp has been like so overly cautious. And, you know, we talked about doing rehearsals again because we did like 100 days of solitude, basically, at the beginning of the COVID outbreak. But, you know, we really wanted to get back to seeing friends. And so we thought, let's just practice outside. It's safer. Everybody can stay apart. And yeah, that was their suggestion because somebody on their team saw that we were having band practices outside around the pool. So they're like, do you just want to do your performance out there? And I think it turned out pretty good.
Yeah, it looks great. Well, I mean, I think it's very innovative because a lot of Zoom performances were just looking into people's homes, it's pared down, and that is really interesting in its own way.
Yeah.
But this felt like a hybrid. It had the production value, like outside of this context. I think you're just like, yeah, someone shot a great music video.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it seemed like a good transition because we've done some of the squares, you know, everybody from their own homes, and it gets kind of visually tiring, you know. As you can see in our shot, I just realized we have a vacuum in the background, so you're still getting a glimpse
Is that what that is? Dude. I thought it was sort of a sculpture or maybe a robot.
It's a
cool looking vacuum.
You know what? I'm glad you're cleaning, okay? I think that's really healthy.
We're not cleaning, we're just putting vacuums around the house.
Yeah, right.
Would you guys like to segue into a game?
Let's do it.
This is a music challenge. It is inspired by the song We Didn't Start the Fire.
Oh.
which lists dozens of historic events between 1949 and 1989.
With no narrative, just a list of events.
It's a list of things. It's true.
This happened.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing about this song. Billy Joel says that he wrote the lyrics to this song before he wrote the melody, which is not usually how he works. And this is a quote from him about the melody, that the melody is horrendous. This is Billy Joel talking. It's like a mosquito drowning. It's one of the worst melodies I've ever written.
A mosquito drowning.
You know, at least he is truthful with himself, because I tend to agree with that sentiment. Yeah.
Yes. No, there are a few people who would disagree with Billy Joel about the awfulness of the melody of this song. So we decided to help in the only way we know how, which is to rewrite his other songs to make them about historic events from the 20th century.
Wonderful.
So now basically all of his songs are We Didn't Start the Fire, which is definitely a thing that nobody was asking for. I'm going to play a Billy Joel hit with the lyrics changed to be about an event that happened in the year that that song peaked on the charts.
Nice.
Okay.
To earn full credit, you only have to give me one of the following pieces of information. You can name the historic event. You can name the song that I'm parodying. Or you can admit that you are the one who started the fire.
And why? And then I'm going to need I need a couple sentences as to why.
And we'd like to know why. It's only fair.
Okay, yeah.
So we're going to go back and forth, and we're going to start with Jeremy.
Okay.
Here we go.
I don't need your Grease soundtrack or your Ricky Lee Jones. I just want my Black Sabbath and my Jethro Tull. My new personal tape player comes with some headphones. You can listen to your stuff, mine's in my skull.
Oh, is that 8-track?
No, a Walkman.
A Walkman.
Sony Walkman, that is correct.
Okay, a Walkman, and also it's obviously My Life.
And My Life, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, as I was thinking about the Walkman, I was just, because this totally gives you my age, but I went traveling after high school and I had a Walkman, and for a year I went traveling and I was like, wow, that is so crazy. I packed 6 cassette tapes and that was my music.
Yeah.
Like that's what I listened to for a year on my device.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you had to, it just took so long to fast forward, you had to like the record. You had to,
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's and it's also the, I remember that I used to have cassette tapes that would have one album recorded on one side and another album recorded on the other side.
Yes.
And so I forever relate those two albums in my head, even though they were not related in any way.
Well, I remember I had, I didn't have a lot of tapes, but I remember I had a copy of Red's Greatest Hits.
Oh,
even Bread's Greatest Hits, you had to skip a few. Some stinkers in there, you know.
All right, Margo, here's one for you.
Okay.
She's little but she's tough. She's lifting tiny weights. During Clinton's regime, she joined her 8 new mates. The second woman to serve there, this notorious elf needs to hear our special plea. Take care of yourself.
Oh, I didn't start the fire.
Help me. In the middle of the night?
In the middle of the night. Okay, yeah.
That's right.
I got it. All right. But yeah, who is it about?
She's the second woman to serve there.
Oh, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
There we go. And that song should have been called In the Middle of the Night, but it's actually called River of Dreams.
River of Dreams.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
All right, Jeremy, here is one for you.
Okay.
Lake Placid night. The game is hockey. Oh, they're experienced and we are really young and green. Can this be right? The score is 4-3. Nobody thought we would kick butt in this Cold War fight.
Oh God, I wish I knew more about hockey. You may be right is the song.
That's correct.
I'm always going to be better with the name of the song than the historical event.
This was a Cold War. This was a Cold War related foe.
So
okay,
did we
the score was 3-4.
Did we
right?
beat Russia?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Does that narrow it down?
Did we beat Russia 3-4?
That's right.
Yeah.
It was the U.S. Defeating Russia, the miracle on ice in the 1980 Winter Olympics.
It was such a big deal that America won hockey. Canada did a lot of miracles at the Olympics.
Never bring up hockey around a Canadian, I swear.
Well, didn't Nashville, just this last year or the year before, didn't Nashville, we didn't win, but we got close.
You did get close.
Yeah, the Preds are pretty good, you know?
Everyone was like, what?
I know.
Yeah.
It's so hot here.
All the frozen lakes in our neighborhood, you know, all the kids growing up.
I know.
It's a passion here in Nashville, you know?
Yep.
Okay, this is the last one, and it is for you, Margo.
Okay.
Flash SUV sign, ex-president. Choppers here, get on board. 'Cause you left just before we impeached you. Oh, great. Now there's just Gerald Ford.
Well, it's Piano Man.
That's correct.
It's definitely Nixon flipping the peace sign, Watergate.
That's correct.
And I've always thought Piano Man is best on guitar.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Agreed.
That was fantastic. Was that the last one?
Yeah, sorry. That was the last one.
Make up some more.
Always a woman. Come on.
Don't tempt me.
Always end on Piano Man. You guys did great. Obviously you did
Thank
great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much again. Thank you so much, Margo Price. Thank you so much for joining us, Jeremy Ivey.
Thank you. Y'all take care. And thanks again.
That's Jeremy Ivey and Margo Price. Margo's new album, That's How Rumors Get Started, is out now. Coming up, I'm so excited to talk to the host of Top Chef and the new Hulu series, Taste the Nation, Padma Lakshmi. And she's agreed to help me and Jonathan figure out what to do with all of those ingredients that have been sitting around our kitchens forever. So please unpack your knives and stay. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.